Oh, there's nothing like live radio, though. That's the thing. You know, for the 15 years that I was hosting Top of the Charts, there were times when I was live when we first started on, you know, Monday nights when my show started. But, you know, I was voice tracked most of the time. So even though I was saying that we were live, we weren't live. And that's just one of the things in broadcasting. But certainly when you're on a red carpet, right, when you're doing something from Los Angeles, there's no faking that because if you're, you know, you are live. And so, actually, no, you're not. Do I have a spoiler here about the entertainment business? The red carpet broadcasts that you're seeing typically aren't, and for the most part, they're not always live. They could actually be off by, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes. And here's how you, if you actually sort of think about the logistics of it all, okay? So let's say the red carpet broadcast happens from, you know, 5 to 7 or 6 to 8, whatever time zone you're in, okay? The red carpet broadcast ends at 7 o'clock. And then the award show starts at 7. Think about this, though. If you have the big stars that are arriving fashionably late, right, and you see them being interviewed at 6:55 or 6:57, but the award show starts at 7, think about that. Is Meryl Streep really going to be booking it through that theater and being rushed to her seat or whatever? It doesn't happen that way, right? So the telecasts where it shows the red carpet pretty much emptied out and no big stars for the last 5, 10 minutes, that's probably a live, actual live broadcast, but it could be just tape delay for some of them if you're not having the big stars because they've got to be front and center for the monologue, right? You're going to have the close-ups of them when whoever is hosting comes out and starts making jokes. So that's one way that okay, so anyway, enough about that. But yeah, with our radio broadcast, doing, you know, live red carpets from, you know, America's Got Talent or The Voice, you know, there were times when we were live and then there were other times we weren't. And I think that some of the more interesting moments, I mean, the one that I can think of would be, it was America's Got Talent. The red carpet was happening during the show, which was a little bit weird because normally you think of the red carpet before a broadcast. Sometimes it'll happen after a broadcast because then they'll parade the winner out, you know, the winner of the show, the reality show, whatever it is. We had Patti LaBelle, we had Stevie Wonder, we had Leanne Rimes, and I was just finished talking to somebody. I don't even remember who it was. The carpet was going from left to right. So you basically had a clear view of whoever was coming next. Oftentimes the publicist is kind of saying, did you want a few minutes with Patti? Okay, you're next. Yeah, just, you know, keep it 3 minutes and then you're good to go. And I'm sitting here going, I got a live show happening anyway, so I have about a minute 47, then it's good. You do have some leeway with a live broadcast, though. That's one of those things where, yes, it's a music show. We have that commitment to playing the music. But at the same time, I mean, we program the show, so it's fixed. It's okay. Like, we there is a buffer. There is leeway. There's time in there. It's so distracting because you have in your ear somebody counting you down. We got 15 seconds, wrap up. You still need that, you know, 5, 10 seconds to thank them. It's great to chat with you. You know, thanks for joining us. You know, great. You know, one more shout out for your website, blah, blah, blah. Then I hear a different voice. I got voices in my head. Then I hear a different voice going, Cobra Starship coming around on your right. Go in 5, 4. And I'm sitting here going, holy shit, wait, what's going on here? Are we going back to the music or am I staying on the live red carpet? Cobra Starship is here? How did I not even know this? You get the press package of, you know, who's on the show, who's performing, what the surprise guests are. Sometimes you even know who wins before it's announced. And I guess, I don't know if Cobra was just a surprise guest or whatever it was. And remember, like I said, this was all happening during the broadcast. So we didn't even see them performing. I didn't know that they were there. And all of a sudden, think about this. You've got this group of people now. You know their name. You know their hit song at the time. I can't even think of what it is now at this point. But, and you're live. So it's like, holy crap, I don't know these people's names. What was the name of their song? Now, again, if you've got a good team, they're feeding you the information as this is all playing out. Run with it. The trick that I always used, this is something that only really insiders of our show knew, was that if I didn't know who the person was, or if I didn't know what their name was, or the name of the group or whatever, in that moment on the spot, or if I forgot like 5 seconds before, I would always, my default was, oh my God, we're on the red carpet having such a great time. I'm now here with a legend in the music business. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell everybody who I'm talking with. That was sort of my go-to, and I believe I did that with the Cobra Starship interview.
You know, I always like people introducing themselves on the radio. That's what we're doing here for Syndicated Radio, Top of the Charts, Entertainment Wrap-Up. Who are you guys?
We are Cobra Starship. What is up?
How's it going tonight?
Awesome. We are very excited to be here this evening.
So what did you...
You don't sound excited. You just got off stage.
I'm tired. I'm just...
You just played... You're just in shock.
I'm decompressing. That's why I haven't accepted it yet.
He just played in front of 20 million people. How do you feel? What are you going to do now?
I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah!
The energy's pretty crazy in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Unbelievable.
It's awesome. So unreal.
We had another moment where it was in Jasper, Alberta when I was there, and we were doing a skiing segment. We were there for Pride covering it, and again, we were playing it off as live because it sort of had to be, but it was on a tape delay because it was Pride weekend, so you can't really go and say, oh, we're reporting live from Pride, and then it airs 4 weeks later. And so we had taped things, and then they were airing a couple of hours later, so we weren't exactly, but we were still on the same day. And we're on the ski hill, and now I also had no interest in going downhill skiing. I tried it one time in junior high. I was scared shitless. I just didn't even want to do it. And so they said, here's what we'll do, is we will snowmobile you up to the top of the hill, the mountain, to do the photos that we need to do. We have an obligation to get pictures of you on this mountain. So whether you do it or not, either you go up the ski lift and then we snowmobile you down, or we snowmobile you up and then we snowmobile you down. We got to get shots of you up there with this mascot that was there. And I was like, okay, fine. So here I go. We go zipping up the hill, and I'm with the avalanche guy, because we were doing an interview as well. And then we end up coming down, and we're doing this interview now with the avalanche guy and the dog. You know, what this dog does is, you know, he sniffs out people or he listens for things or whatever. And in the moment in the segment, which was only about like a minute and a half, all of a sudden this kid comes flying down the hill and crashes into like that orange netting that they kind of have at the bottom of the hill. And I have to, in a brief moment, see again, because you're not visually seeing what's happening, you kind of hear a crash. You hear just sort of like a rustle or kind of a thump. And then you hear me kind of do a half laugh because I just watched this kid like come flying into his net, and it was really, really funny. But again, we're in that moment where you've got to fake compassion, right? You've got to almost go and say like, are you okay? But this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. So I felt like a dick in the moment, but the kid was okay. You know, that's why that netting was there, right? It stopped him, but he crashed into it. I'm holding this avalanche dog. The dog jumps out of my hand, you know, jumps down because, you know, he got scared. And you hear the avalanche guy in the segment go, are you okay? And then I kind of just stumble through and I just wrap up the segment.
We've got pictures of me with Bandit. And, you know, Bandit was actually my dog saying, oh no, we just got went into by a young skier. Do you need some hand up or no? All right, we're going to get back to the music here. Live radio, everybody. We're going to get back to the music here. Live from Jasper.
And then there's one more moment where it was the Voice finale, and the winner had come out there, and I've told this story on the show a few times where he's standing there with this woman, and for some reason I had it in my head that the woman was not who she was. And I say to him, you know, you're standing up there, they're about to reveal the winner. What's going through your mind? You know, the picture, the screen is on you, and then the camera's on the judges, and then the audience, and then your mom. And I motioned to the woman, and then she said, well, I'm actually his wife.
Before the winner was read, you're standing on stage. We see mom, we see you. We see mom.
His mom was there, I'm his wife.
Oh, sorry, wife. Let me talk about then what was going through your minds. I mean, that was, you know, ridiculous. The stress that must be going through your mind at that time, right?
Oh, I was just hoping for my state of West Virginia that I was going to pull it off, that I was going to win.
So that was really just an example of an embarrassing moment. I wouldn't say, I mean, I didn't get in trouble, but I am asked that quite a bit, right? You know, oh, you know, did you ever say anything or do anything that when you got off the air, you got, you know, talking to or did? Not really. I mean, I'm not a shock jock, so there was really nothing, you know, I'm pretty squeaky clean. There actually was a moment where we were doing a red carpet. I think it was The Voice, and it was a two-night finale. So the first night we're on the red carpet, and I ended up saying a word that you can't say on the radio. It wasn't one of the bad words. It wasn't an F-bomb. It wasn't a C-bomb. It wasn't a P-bomb. It wasn't whatever. I didn't say anything like that, but it was just a word that you aren't allowed to say. And, you know, sometimes there's a disclaimer, you know, before a live event, oh, anything could happen. People might say something, you know, we can't control. And certainly nobody was thinking the host, me of all people. And I don't even know that I realized that I had said it, just because, you know, it was just said in the moment. And again, you also have to remember that depending on the station, it's either airing live or it could be tape delayed by a few minutes, an hour, like who knows. And so it was just coincidental that the next day, the second day of the red carpet, one of the contestants asked me if she could swear on the show. And I thought, what perfect timing, because I just got my ass handed to me the other day. So let's go for it. Let's see what happens, because I was told that now there's going to be a delay or there's going to be whatever. So let's see if it actually works, because that's on them.
But you really do legitimately wish him the
best. Can I cuss on this show?
Yes.
Okay. We are all very close.
Do you know
friends.
What's funny? We're breaking all the rules tonight because yesterday I inadvertently said "faced,"
oh.
And we didn't bleep it.
Oh, and so you just said
"I did it again."
Oh,
I got spanked yesterday. So you know what? Let's break all the rules.
All right. Tonight. Hell yeah.
Okay.
It.
Since we're breaking Sometimes the rules, more. Since we're breaking the rules, how about CeeLo's p- tonight? Wasn't that
his
remarkable?
P-
yeah. Wasn't that great?
His. P- I mean, there was many p- up on that the screen tonight. Oh my gosh. Sorry.
It's fuzzy,
everybody.
And it's just he was petting it. He was stroking his.
It was p- p- yeah. I love that. P-
As we speak, there's 41 radio stations that are flipping out.
Oh,
and I thank.
Go ahead. Hey, well, man, rock and roll.
Yeah. Party on, right?
Party on,
get face tonight.
Oh, I'm going to get sh-wasted. I'm just kidding, parents and little kids.